Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing this back. This song is called Nexus. It's the first song on the album Innocent Age. It's a double album that's a classic. You should find it somewhere. You'll love it. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Sarah Sladek, great member of our Brain Trust, CEO and founder of XYZ University, author of Talent Generation. We can't do without her. Sarah, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Sarah and I have been talking about the different generations in the workplace. And earlier we were talking about why millennials leave. Why do they leave your business? And, you know, Sarah, as I've said before many times, I've employed many millennials in my company over the last 15 or so years, and or more, I guess, maybe close to 20. And the some of them have been great relationships, some of them not so much. But whenever there have been a breakdown, I always – my first thing to think about was that maybe I'm not a good – didn't do a good job of managing. Maybe I'm not being – maybe I need to check my own leadership position. And I would do that. And I didn't I've only fired one or two, and I always made sure that it wasn't my fault before I did it. I checked my position on that. What do you – when millennials – think of what a great leader is. What do you think that they're thinking? How do they define great leaders?
Well, I know exactly what they're thinking, and what every generation is thinking, because we do research on this on an ongoing basis. So when asked to describe the ideal leader, millennials will usually, and again, we're looking at kind of majority themes here. Obviously, not every single millennial is going to answer the exact same way. But the majority will say collaborative. They are looking for leaders that provide structure and feedback, access to new skills information, but are also willing to work side by side and collaborate with them, get in the trenches with them. And that is something that boomers and Xers are not accustomed to doing, because when we were coming in the workforce, it was go do your job, quit asking questions. If you don't know the answer, figure it out.
Go back to work. Go back to work. Do what I tell you to do. No, you're exactly right. And that's how we were raised, right? And that's how we came of age. But now here's the thing, though. That quest for collaboration is not, there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually very smart, very healthy in most businesses, as long as the employee understands that they're not working for a democracy.
Yeah.
A small business is not a democracy. You know, somebody, you can collaborate like crazy, but somebody has to ultimately make the decision that's right for everybody, for the whole thing, for the customers, for the longevity of the business. And if that's not what you think we should do, then you just have to deal with it, right? And that sometimes that's a problem. I've seen that be a problem for some folks.
Mm-hmm. For what it's worth, I think it's interesting to see how the other generations in the workforce answer that ideal leader question. And baby boomers will usually say smart, experienced, wise, something knows what they're doing.
Right.
Gen Xers will say honest. Honesty is incredibly important to them as a trait for leader. And then Gen Z, now this generation is just entering the workforce. The oldest are 23. And when we look at influences of these generations, Gen Z has been heavily influenced by what's been happening in the political climate as of late. And it's not surprising then to find out that their word for the ideal leader is positive.
That's
so they want leaders that are optimistic and very positive and provide a great.
That is a really important data point that the people running for office need to hear, isn't it? Because, you know, you've got some people out there who seem to be angry all the time. You got other people who seem to be happy all the time. You know, that's a really important point, isn't it?
And I think as we go forward in the workforce, there's going to be a desire for almost comfort. I need to feel comfortable. I need to know that this is an honest, trusting, positive place to be, not toxic and negative and arguing. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to spend my time doing that.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense.
So yes, it's going to set the trend for the future.
Quickly, I've only got a couple of minutes. Success. How do they define success?
Oh, so this is interesting as well. One word to define success. Millennials and Gen Zs say the same word, and it's happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And what's very interesting is just in the last year and a half, and again, we do this research ongoing, just in the last year and a half, we've started to hear baby boomers say happiness.
Mm-hmm.
But for the longest time, as long as we've been doing this research, about 10 years, boomers used to always say security. They wanted mm-hmm. financial security. That defined their success. And Gen Xers would always say work-life balance. Incredibly important.
Very
to them.
Interesting. Well, you know, Sarah, when I turned 40, I said to myself, more happiness.
Really?
I moved away from things and people that made me unhappy and toward things and people that made me happy. And I'll tell you, that's been a success story for me. So I think happiness is what we all want. Hey, Sarah, I need your website, please.
Yes, sarahslaydeck.com or xyzuniversity.com.
And the book is called Talent Generation. Sarah, will you come back soon?
Absolutely. We'd love to.
We love having you on the show. Sarah Sladek, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.